Frills and Frillies for Boys by Cecilia Bennett. Chapter 1. The After Hours Boutique. Simone turned the illuminated sign in the door window to "Evening Appointments Only, Please Knock," then locked it with a satisfying click. Outside, the last of the Rosevale afternoon faded into amber, shadows pooling at the edges of Dovetail Street like tea spreading across linen. She let the curtain fall across the front door and turned back into the soft hush of the shop. The boutique was quiet now. Still. From the street, Simone and Carol's lingerie and intimates gave off a polite, slightly nostalgic charm with lace-lined displays, tasteful pastels, and curated classical music drifting into the pavement. But after hours, once the final brassiere had been boxed and the teacups washed, something else came alive. Carol emerged from the fitting room with a folded cream camisole in her hands.
"Three this evening," she said.
"All boys. All accompanied." Simone looked up from the appointment ledger. "Again?" Carol nodded, a wry smile tugging at the corner of her mouth. "Seems like a pattern, doesn't it?" Simone closed the book. "You know, I used to think the after-hours appointments would be nothing more than indulgent late-night shopping for entitled middle-class ladies. And now we're a sanctuary instead." Carol placed the camisole gently onto a satin-padded shelf. "Gentleness is in short supply out there." Simone didn't disagree. It had started subtly, first a shy man in his 40s, escorted by a sister who asked quietly if they had anything delicate, in a size 38 but with a higher rise. Then a teenage boy whose aunt quietly explained that he wanted to understand what made lingerie feel special. Then the mothers had begun arriving. Always by appointment. Always after hours. One had brought her son under the pretense of a birthday outing. Another, with a steady, defiant voice, said, "He wears what he likes. I want him fitted properly, with care." It wasn't always easy. Some boys trembled in the dressing rooms. Others cried softly when they saw themselves in the mirror, their thin frames draped in soft cotton and lace. And Carol, blunt, kind, perceptive Carol, always seemed to know just what to say. "We've only just begun to understand who we're really here for," Simone said, gently straightening a row of pastel brass.
"There's something deeper happening.
Something unspoken." Carol nodded.
"Let's just keep being the place where they don't have to explain themselves."
The door buzzed gently. Simone pressed the release. A woman entered with a slender boy beside her. He was perhaps 15, tall, soft-shouldered, in a sweatshirt too big for him, sleeves tucked into his fists. He looked at the floor as they walked in, as though the shelves were full of precious things he wasn't sure he was allowed to touch. "Welcome, Miriam," Carol said with a warm smile. "And you must be Christopher." Christopher gave a tiny nod.
"We're so glad to see you again," Simone added gently.
"We've put a few things aside, just in case you wanted to try something new." Miriam smiled gratefully.
"He's been talking about it all week."
Carol motioned toward the back. "Come through. I've prepared the peach fitting room. It's the coziest." Inside the softly lit space, Carol pulled out three matching sets, one in soft lilac cotton with lace trim, another in pale sky blue satin, and a third with a high-waisted cut and scalloped edges. "These are all designed for comfort first," she explained, holding one up to the light. "No shape."